Clive Palmer suing Australia, the hunt for a dangerous sex predator, and why Ben Cousins could be added to the Eagles Hall of Fame. It's Thursday, the 30th of March.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Thursday, Friday Eve.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness we are.
You did say a little earlier that when we get to the end of the week, we will be hurtling along. And I'm feeling that vibe now.
Yeah, I feel like I've hurtled into a brick wall. And now let's talk about this ocean rescue that happened at Pinneroo Point overnight. It's one for the whole family.
Yes, a man, a woman, and family dog have all been rescued after their yacht, a 6.7-metre yacht, hit rocks at Little Island at Hillary's there. This happened about 10 o'clock last night. So the police air wing and water police officers were called in, as well as marine rescue. They told the two people on board to put on their life jackets, activate their EPIRB, and get into the water, which I had to read that twice, but that was the advice to them. They were also told, wait for it, to put a life jacket on their dog.
Wow.
Yeah. So fortunately, they've all managed to get out relatively unscathed from this ordeal. So great job by police and marine rescue to save the
little
trio.
Little damp, but other than that, okay, which is fantastic. Not so fantastic. Clive Palmer is back in action, making a nuisance of himself, threatening to take the federal government to court this time.
Yeah, this one's a double bombshell from Clive Palmer this morning. So almost $300 billion, that's how much he's suing Australia for. That's the bombshell number one. Number two, he has drafted former Attorney General Christian Porter to lodge the international lawsuit. So the notice of arbitration has been exclusively obtained by the West Australian. It lists Mr. Porter as the lead lawyer. Now, he initially joined the Commonwealth in backing Mr. Palmer's case against WA's border closure during the pandemic, you'll remember. This case relates to Mr. Palmer's dispute with the McGowan government over his WA iron ore assets. His claim has previously been rejected by the High Court of Australia. We know that. But Mr. Palmer wants the court case to take place in Switzerland. Yes, Switzerland, because of its neutrality.
Yeah, right. Is that why Christian Porter has signed on? He's like, I get a bit of a holiday in Switzerland.
I know.
All expenses paid. He'll be one of 10 lawyers working on the case.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It just goes to show what you can do if you have a lot of money, right?
Taking lawsuits out on governments is really his Olympic jam, isn't it?
Yeah, he just loves it. It's his pastime, it's his hobby. He said it before, that's his hobby, which is why I guess you never pick a fight with a billionaire. And now police are on the hunt for a dangerous convicted pedophile who cut off his electronic tracking bracelet.
Yeah, so his name is Tyrone Corbett. He's still on the run, has been on the run for 6 days now, and this has triggered a citywide manhunt as he continues to commit dangerous crimes. He was seen in Vision on 7 News last night, legging it moments after a frightening home invasion in Balga. Police say, as you mentioned, he cut off his ankle bracelet, left his home in Perth, northern suburbs. That was last Friday. He was only released from jail last month, and a strict supervision order imposed by the court is meant to keep the community safe. And he's subject to 44 conditions, including 24/7 monitoring. But even so, he has managed to slip through the system. So his face has been plastered everywhere. If you see him, call Crime Stoppers, call police straight away.
Yeah, like, I know it's not humane, but you know, there was an action movie a few years ago where they had people who were sent to prison and they had like neck collars, and if you tried to remove them, they'd explode. I think in the case of convicted pedophiles...
You've been watching too many movies.
I think in the case of, you know, like convicted recidivists...
You want an exploding neck...
Necklace. The electronic ankle bracelets, if that
explodes. They should explode.
Yeah, you know. I don't have too much sympathy for them, I've got to be honest with
you. Oh, no, I don't have any sympathy for them. I just think that that's an unusual proposal.
Well, what else are you going to do, right? Like, if they can just chop off the bracelets and that's
well, they
the
shouldn't,
only
this
thing.
Is the problem. They shouldn't be able to chop them off. Why are they able to chop them off?
Well, because it's like, if they think, okay, we're going to release these highly dangerous to this community pedophiles back into the community, and it's just going to be this little plastic bracelet that's going to keep everybody safe. It's not working.
No, it needs to be something that can't be cut off.
Yeah, or maybe just keep them in the big house. And now let's talk about other housing issues in Perth and the cost of blocks And maybe it's not as expensive in Perth as we thought.
Yeah. How's this? Perth is the most affordable city in Australia when it comes to buying a block of land.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe. This is according to the latest State of the Land report. So the median new land price in Perth is $228,000. In Sydney, it's more than $700,000. So Adelaide had the title for cheapest city to buy a block last year, but Perth is once again a bargain hunter's dream when it comes to buying the land. Yeah. I mean, good luck getting someone to build a house on it.
Yeah, if you want to live in a tent, you'd be laughing.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I've spoken to the Real Estate Institute of WA so many times on this show, and even though house prices in Perth have gone through the roof over the past couple of years, they've always said, well, you know, just take a look around what's happening elsewhere in Australia. Perth is still very affordable compared to other capital cities. This definitely confirms that.
Yeah.
But I guess it's urban sprawl, right? Like
yeah,
we have so many new
blocks available. Ellenbrook Way.
Where some of those other cities, maybe not so much. And now talking about costs, ACOS has released its latest cost of living report, which has painted a pretty dire picture of poverty in Australia. Among the cost of living report's key findings, 68% of respondents are eating less or skipping meals, while 81% are cutting back on meat, fresh fruit, vegetables, and other fresh items just to make ends meet. 68% have had difficulty getting medication or medical care due to the increased cost of living. 99% of respondents said that the inability to cover the cost of living harmed their mental health. 94% said it harmed their physical health. 93% of people renting privately are in rental stress, which is astonishing. 93%, paying more than 30% of their income on rent. 75% have received a rent increase in the past 12 months, with 50% reporting that rise in rents of more than $30 a week. 76% of respondents said they use their car less than normal because of petrol prices.
Yep.
And 65% are cutting back on cooling and heating, and 45% are taking fewer hot showers.
It's staggering, isn't it? Those figures,
when you run through them,
I mean, it's worrying, isn't it? People cutting back on fresh fruit, vegetables, and this is part of the problem, isn't it? It's more expensive to eat healthily in many cases than it is to get some junk food.
So, which is going to be, you know, ongoing health problems relating to all of this cost of living stuff.
Yeah, and which is only going to cost taxpayers.
Exactly. And if people can't go to the doctors because they're worried about upfront costs and the cost of medications, the whole thing has these spill-on effects that are going to be terrible. And just as a lot of tech industry experts are saying could be the ramifications of artificial intelligence. So some of the biggest names in tech are calling for AI labs to stop the training and use of the most powerful AI systems for at least 6 months. They want a 6 month moratorium until they can actually figure out what is going on with AI. So these experts, which include Elon Musk and dozens of tech leaders, professors, and researchers, as part of this Future of Life Institute, which is a nonprofit backed by Elon Musk. So, you know, take that into account. But they have described it as a profound risk to society and humanity. And it comes just 2 weeks after OpenAI announced GPT-4, an even more powerful version of the AI technology that underpins ChatGPT. So in early tests, the company has shown that this AI can draft lawsuits.
Clive Palmer, suddenly listening.
It can pass standardized exams and build a working website from a hand-drawn sketch. And so this letter from all these tech experts
pretty
useful, some of this stuff. But the letter from the tech experts has said advanced AI could represent a profound change in the history of life on Earth and should be planned for and managed with commensurate care and resources. Unfortunately, this level of planning and management is not happening, even though recent months have seen AI labs locked in an out-of-control race to develop and deploy ever more powerful digital minds that no one, not even their creators, can understand, predict, or reliably control.
That's a worry, isn't it? I can see both sides here. It's a worry if you've got that comment being made that those people who are making it can't understand it, predict it, or reliably control it. But there's obviously a lot of productivity gains that can be made with AI as well. Yeah,
but maybe a lot of people losing their jobs. So that's the thing.
Or becoming people programmers.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be fascinating to see where this story goes next.
Sport.
And you got some news about Ben Cousins.
Yes. So West Coast Chief Executive Officer Trevor Nisbet says that Ben Cousins will come into consideration to join the Eagles Hall of Fame in the next few years. Mm. So it comes as former teammate Glenn Jakovich calls for the former captain to be considered for the Australian Football Hall of Fame, despite being eligible now for a decade. Now, of course, his drug problems and brushes with the law have inhibited, I suppose, his inclusion in the Hall of Fame. But he has been slowly reintegrating with the Eagles back in the nest. He's been seen at training. He was at the season launch. He played in the Legends game before the Eagles win against GWS. And he's obviously appearing on Seven News as well in an analysis role. So all signs are good for Ben Cousins, yeah, if he stays on track to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and that'd be massive for him as well.
Well, it would just be
all he did on the football field.
Turnaround, wouldn't it?
Yeah, huge. And we just wish him all the best, because obviously it's an ongoing thing.
The Wild West.
Now, you remember all the doom and gloom a couple of minutes ago about artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
It's going to be the end of humanity.
There's more?
Well, there was a bit more doom and gloom, but it actually might fix the AI problem. Do you know what could deal with AI?
What's that?
One big solar storm.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not going to steal your solar thunder, though.
Yeah, so this is... So
far away.
Solar wind, charged particles emanating from the sun, sweeping out at hundreds of thousands, if not millions of kilometres per hour towards the Earth. It's happening as we speak. Because the sun, you see, has developed a massive coronal hole. It's the last thing you want. You don't want a coronal hole.
You don't want a coronal hole.
You don't want a coronal
hole. Sun. No.
And this particular hole, 20 times larger than Earth.
Oh, that's a big
hole.
Huge,
big hole. Big hole. The sun. And so, because of the sun's big hole, the scientists have issued a warning for Friday because it's going to unleash for Friday.
That's
so for tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. So the sun is going to unleash solar
winds. Do I
need
to go to the supermarket and get toilet paper, or what's going to happen?
Maybe. It could actually have some pretty serious consequences. So this wind is going to come out 2.9 million kilometres an hour towards the Earth. It's going to hit the Earth on Friday. Scientists are carefully monitoring the situation because they don't really know what's going to happen, which is not filling me with confidence, but the charged particles have the potential to impact our planet's magnetic field, satellites. When there was a massive one, maybe in the 90s, a couple of satellites actually fell out of the sky.
Oh.
It can impact the internet, mobile phone networks, GPS, because they measure it on a scale like is G1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. A G4 or 5 solar storm could knock out GPS. That's it.
Wow.
No more GPS. So
like my maps isn't going to work.
No. So you might have some impact to some of those digital services on Friday, and you might actually see visible aurora, like aurora borealis, in places like Tasmania and Victoria. If it's a G3 or above solar storm, we might even get an aurora in Perth.
Yeah.
How about that?
That'd be amazing.
It could be visible during the day
on Friday, but then
on Friday,
but the weather's going to be bad tomorrow.
So
cloudy weather.
So there you go. So
sorry
it's
to dampen
that. So that could definitely wipe out AI, wipe out all computers, all technology, which we hope it doesn't happen. Pretty handy technology, generally speaking.
There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yep.
I don't know what to do with all that. I just need a Bex and a lie down after this whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best approach. And that's your news from the West Australian for Thursday, March 30. And don't forget to subscribe to The West Live on your favourite podcast player. Matty, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Friday tomorrow. See you then.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
The greatest farmer wants a wife there has ever been.
I believe there's someone out there for everyone.
For the first time, every farmer will find real love.
You caught my eye straight away.
Do you need glasses?
He is so handsome. I could look at him all day.
The most romantic season ever.
I've fallen so deeply in love with you.
New Farmer Wants a Wife starts Easter Monday on 7 and 7 Plus.